Proclamation number 5885 of 23rd of February, 1954. God's word always remains the same gospel. As I spoke to my disciples when I still walked on earth, so I also speak to you today who, as my disciples, are to fulfill the same mission in the last days, to bring the gospel to your fellow human beings as it originates from me. In all purity, unspoilt and easily understandable for everyone who accepts it of good will. My word will always and forever remain the same, for its purpose is that you shape yourselves into love, into vessels which are suitable for receiving my spirit, which will then take effect in you and safely guide you upwards. I only show you the path through my word and at the same time guide you into knowledge which explains all correlations to you and gives you knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation. As soon as you know about the beginning and the aim, about your end and your destiny, as soon as you know that you are products of my love and that my strength of love wants to flow through you forever, you will also understand why I constantly endeavor to shape you such that you can receive my strength of love, and you will also understand why I convey my word to you. But since this knowledge cannot be proven to you for the sake of your perfection, faith is to be awakened in you, and this shall also be achieved by my word. For it teaches love. It tells you that you must first practice love in order to then also gain faith. And if love and faith have now come alive in you, then your upward development will progress with certainty, then soon there will be light in you, then you will recognize what you should only believe before, and then I myself can be with you in spirit, I can have an effect on you, and you will let yourselves be guided and attain perfection. But without my word you will not reach your aim, without my word you know neither my will nor your earthly task, and you live your earthly life in vain. However, I came to earth myself in order to bring my word to people, and therefore I sent my disciples out into the world to proclaim my gospel of love to people, for only a limited number of them heard me myself. Just as only a few people can hear my voice today and I therefore give them the same task to go out into the world and proclaim to their fellow human beings what I reveal to them. The adversity is just as great as at the time of my descent, and if I don't want people to meet their downfall I have to help them again through my word as before, that they take the right path, that they have to fulfill my commandments of love, that they walk upwards through firm faith and unselfish neighborly love and don't have to fear the abyss which, however, inevitably threatens them if they don't comply with my words commanded through you. And my love for you humans has not yet diminished. I seek to save every soul, I shout words of love to every person. For they once came forth from me and shall return to me again, to the Father of eternity. Amen.